This is 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to 6 Minute English from BBC Learning English. I'm Neil, and with me today is Jennifer.
Hi, Neil.
Now, we're talking about films today. Are you a film buff, Jennifer?
Oh, well, a buff is someone who's very interested in a certain subject and knows a lot about it. Now, I do like watching films, both at the cinema and at home, but I wouldn't really say I'm a film buff because I don't have a lot of knowledge. What about you, Neil?
Likewise, I do enjoy the cinema, though Hollywood movies aren't really my favourite. I do like a good art house film, though. The movies we're talking about in today's programme aren't any old films. We're talking about the United States National Film Registry. But before we get into that, I've got a quiz question for you, Jennifer. Are you ready?
Oh, go on then.
Taking into account inflation, which is the amount money loses value over time, which film has made more money than any other in the history of cinema? Is it A, Avatar, B, Gone with the Wind, or C, Titanic?
Oh, that's a difficult one, but I think it will be Titanic. I remember it coming out at the cinema around 1998, and everyone I knew had to go and see it, so I think it must be that one.
OK, well, we'll find out the answer to that at the end of the programme. Now, before that question, I was talking about the United States National Film Registry. Every year, it adds about 25 titles to its list.
Now, the films aren't always famous blockbusters and sometimes haven't been seen for decades.
Yes, that's true. The films aren't always famous blockbusters. A blockbuster is usually an American film which makes a lot of money.
But the films do have this in common. It's been decided that they are all of lasting cultural, historical and aesthetic importance.
Yes, the US National Film Registry has decided that all the films are of lasting cultural and historical importance for the United States. They're also beautiful and artistic, so they're of aesthetic importance. Here's more from the BBC's arts reporter, Vincent Dowd.
70 years on, the US National Film Registry has placed it on its list of historically important American film. The list's been going since 1989, and around 25 titles are added annually. In part, it's to ensure they get the highest level of preservation. Not really a problem with a much re-released Disney classic, but even well-known films sometimes need securing for posterity.
That was the BBC's arts reporter, Vincent Dowd. He was talking about Bambi, which is 70 years old, but it's only just been added to the registry's list, although the list was started in about 1989. Bambi's an animated film. You know, Jennifer, I think it was one of the first films my parents took me to see, so for me, anyway, it's of historical importance.
Oh, and do you remember what you thought of it at the time?
Well, for those listeners who haven't seen it, Bambi is a little deer who becomes orphaned, meaning its parents died. I was tiny, but I loved it, and I learned important lessons from it about grief, family and friends.
Grief is a feeling of great sadness. Well, perhaps I better watch it.
What do you mean you've never seen Bambi? I can't believe that. You've got to go home and watch it immediately.
OK, I will, but it sounds like it might make me cry.
I think there's no shame in crying about Bambi. Now, luckily for you, Jennifer, the US National Film Registry helps to make such old films available to future generations by looking after them in the best way possible. As the reporter Vincent Dowd said, films get the highest level of preservation.
He says even well-known films need securing for posterity.
That's right. Even famous films need to be made safe or secure for future generations, or as the reporter said, for posterity. And let's just listen to that clip from the BBC's arts reporter Vincent Dowd once again.
70 years on, the US National Film Registry has placed it on its list of historically important American film. The list's been going since 1989, and around 25 titles are added annually. In part, it's to ensure they get the highest level of preservation. Not really a problem with a much re-released Disney classic, but even well-known films sometimes need securing for posterity.
That was the BBC's arts reporter, Vincent Dowd, talking about the film Bambi.
Well, we had a look at the list to find out which films were on it before the latest 2011 editions.
And Jennifer has a few titles for us of films which caught her eye. Tell us about an early film memory.
Well, an early film memory for me is E.T., which was made in 1982 and added to the registry in 1994. It's about an alien which lands on Earth and befriends a young boy. Now, I like it because it's a real heartwarming tale of friendship and it's a great story.
Mm-hmm. Anything else on the list you like?
The Sound of Music from 1965. That was added to the registry in 2001. It's a musical about a nun who looks after a family and it's great fun. And then, as a complete contrast, there's Psycho from 1960, which was added to the registry in 1992. It's a thriller and it's really scary.
Yes, it is. It's terrifying, isn't it? Well, we've just got time now for the answer to the quiz question I asked you at the beginning. It was, taking into account inflation, which film has made more money than any other in the history of cinema? Is it A, Avatar, B, Gone with the Wind, or C, Titanic?
Well, I said I thought it would be Titanic.
And you were wrong, I'm afraid.
Oh.
The answer is Gone with the Wind, which didn't make as much money as Avatar. But if you take into account inflation, it has. Thank you for joining us and listen to more 6 Minute English from BBC Learning English. Goodbye.
Bye.
That was 6 Minute English from bbclearningenglish.com.